to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
It's time for the Colonels Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of the Cedar Rapids Colonels Leadoff Show right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. It is a gorgeous evening for baseball here in Cedar Rapids. A little warm, but a little heat never hurt anybody here in Eastern Iowa. The 55-32 Cedar Rapids Colonels getting ready to go, opening up a three-game home series with the 35-52 Peoria Chiefs. Colonels are finally back off the All-Star break, 4 days off, 4 well-deserved days off for one of the hottest teams in the Midwest League. Cedar Rapids has won 9 of their last 10 and 7 straight games as they've extended their season-best record to 23 games over 500 at 55-32. To close out that 7-game winning streak this past week in clinching a 6-game series sweep of Beloit, the Cedar Rapids Colonels earned win number 200 in the career of Brian Dinkelman. All of those 200 managerial victories coming here at the professional level with Cedar Rapids. Brian Dinkelman joins us next here on the Colonels Leadoff Show to chat all things Colonels as we get ready to go off the All-Star break here in CR.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Cedar Rapids Colonels Leadoff Show on a very warm Friday here in Cedar Rapids. Colonels are back off the All-Star break, and right on cue, we're joined by Cedar Rapids manager Brian Dinkelman. Dink, thanks so much for joining us here today. Were you able to do much over this All-Star break?
Yeah, good to be back, and a couple days off there, and got to go home for the 4 days and see the family and do some swimming and some other things, so it was a good break.
This All-Star break, getting those 4 days away from a baseball field, what does that let coaches, players do? What does that bring to the table?
Yeah, just some time away from the ball field. And, you know, we spend numerous hours here daily. So, you know, to get a couple of days off and kind of do whatever you want to do and enjoy some time with family or friends or whatever. So it was good to have a little break.
It was certainly a very fun lead into the break for Cedar Rapids. It is very hard to sweep a team, regardless if it's a 3-game series or a 6-game series. And yet, that's exactly what the Colonels did on the road out in Beloit this past week. Dink, talk to me about what you saw from this team, especially the pitching staff over that 6-game sweep of Beloit.
Yeah, 6-game series are, you know, they're tough to win the series to begin with, but then to be able to win all 6 games is even more remarkable. So it was a good week for us. You know, we threw the ball, I mean, incredible, to only give up 7 runs in 6 games. So the pitching staff was awesome. The starters did well. The bullpen didn't give up a run there for a long, long time. So you know, really good series out of those guys, and the offense, you know, had a really good game that first game and, you know, found ways to score some runs the other game. So good series for us.
Before we dive in a little bit more to that series for Cedar Rapids, Ding, for you, it was a pretty big professional accomplishment on Sunday. Close out by completing that six-game sweep. Managerial win. Was that on your radar at all, that was maybe coming up?
No. I mean, I stopped losing count after 150 earlier this year, and I knew about it. So, I had no clue going in the game that was 199. So, another win for us. So it was a good team win, and, I guess glad.
Pretty early on here in your managerial career, 3-year coaching career ahead of that as well. Reflect on me for a bit. What have these 200 wins meant to you, just this process and this journey?
Yeah, I've been fortunate to have good players and good staff members. It makes my job easier and go out there every day and, try to put a team on the field, be competitive, and try to win ball games. And, we've been lucky to win more than we've lost. So it's been a good ride so far. So hopefully, a lot more wins to come.
Certainly plenty more, not only in the future, but here this season especially, Dink. The pitching staff, as we alluded to in that series against Beloit, 7 runs allowed total in 6 games. The bullpen at one point had a scoreless streak of 23-plus innings without allowing a run. When your staff is working that well, how much fun is it to just sit back and watch them work?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you go through a stretch where your pitchers are throwing the ball that well and limiting the amount of runners that are on base and opportunities they have, a testament to our pitchers of how well they threw the ball and to our, pitching coaches to put them in right spots to, have success. And they did an awesome job last week of throwing strikes and not walking many and limiting the amount of, damage the players did at the plate. So, yeah, pretty remarkable week for our pitching staff.
Speaking of walks, this question might come with a knock on wood here as well. Cedar Rapids throughout the year has been one of the best clubs in the Midwest League at limiting the free pass. You've played a lot of defense in your time as a professional player, as a college player. You've coached a lot of games as well, Dink. When your pitching staff is throwing strikes, when they're limiting walks, how much does that help out the defense? How much does that help out the pace of the play for the guys out there?
Yeah, anytime the guys are throwing strikes and making them either put the ball in play or, striking them out on a couple pitches, it makes your defenders be on their toes a little more instead of, like, walk after walk, and they kind of relax a little bit and then maybe not ready for that ball that's put in play. So, it's something that we preach about being in the zone and throwing strikes and limiting the amount of walks that we give the other team. So, pitchers have done a really nice job for that this year, and hopefully it continues.
In Beloit, a move that I think many have been waiting on finally happened in the Cedar Rapids transaction world. Christian Encarnacion Strand with the well-deserved promotion up to Wichita at the AA level. And still, the team keeps winning, producing runs, producing competitive at-bats in close games. Dink, what were your thoughts on how the lineup responded to losing the presence of Encarnacion Strand?
Yeah, somebody else is going to have to fill in those shoes and take those at-bats and drive runs in. So, the guys are excited to see him go up. He's earned it, had an unbelievable run here for us. So, other guys are just got to step up now and try to fill that void of, driving runs in or getting on base, stuff like that. So, I thought they had a good series last week. Beloit has a good pitching staff also, so I knew runs would be tough to come by. So, new series starts today, and hopefully they can swing the bats well.
You're coming off of an all-star break and rolling right into a quick little homestay, a 3-game series here against Peoria, Dink. What are some things that you're looking for out of this group in returning from the all-star break and staying hot?
Yeah, hopefully the guys are fresh and they come back, had a few days off, and might take us a game or two maybe to shake a little of the rust off just because they have had a few days where limited baseball activity. So, I'm sure they're excited to be back and enjoy the time off and get back at it.
You've got Aaron Rozek on the mound here today, who in his career against Peoria has absolutely carved them up. 3 wins and 3 starts. He's had 2 starts of his 3, which he hasn't allowed any runs to the Peoria Chiefs. Seeing what he's done building this season in his second full year in the Twins organization, what are some continued keys for him to see some more success out there on the mound?
Yeah, he threw Sunday for us there out of the bullpen. It was amazing, limited the damage, didn't walk anybody, was quick. Hopefully another outing like that. And Rosie's always done a good job of throwing strikes and making them put the ball in play, and hopefully does it again today and get us off to a good start for the series.
Dink, looking at the lineup here coming into this weekend as well, Cedar Rapids just came off of a sweep in Beloit, not one where there was a ton of high scoring, a couple of crooked numbers put up there by the lineup throughout that week. How do you see the identity of this team continuing to evolve with the player movement, with the just the construction of this roster?
Yeah, with minor league baseball, you never know roster day to day, guys moving up and down, injuries, things like that. So, you know, the guys that we have here, you're going to put them out there and, you know, expect a good effort out of them, which these guys will give us, and have good at bats and continue to produce runs and run the bases well, stuff like that. And, you know, hopefully put up some runs for us.
I know tonight is Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond night, the team wearing those Thor jerseys. Have you been showing videos of Thor swinging Mjolnir around to make sure the hitters know how to swing the bat?
I will leave that up to Sean. I'm putting that video on the advance report today.
All right. Well, Dink, as always, thank you so much for your time here today. Welcome back from the All-Star break, and best of luck to you tonight against Peoria.
All right. Thank you, Thomas.
Big thank you once again to Cedar Rapids manager Brian Dinkelman for joining us here on the Colonels Leadoff Show. Thomas Breach here with you. So glad to have you with us here tonight as the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs open things back up following the All-Star break. 4 days of rest for both clubs. 4 days of rest for everyone across minor league baseball. Let's take a look at your starting lineups here this evening. First off, for the visiting Peoria Chiefs. Leading off in right field is Todd Lott with Brady Whalen at first and Jacob Buschberger at second base. LJ Jones DHs today in the cleanup spot with Osvaldo Tovalin batting fifth to third. Tyler Reichenborn is in left. Carlos Soto bats seventh behind the plate tonight with Ramon Mendoza at short and Tommy Ju running out that starting nine in center. Again for Peoria, Lott, Whalen, Buschberger, Jones, Tovalin, Reichenborn, Soto, Mendoza, and Ju. It's the right-hander Edgar Manzo on the mound here tonight for the Peoria Chiefs. All in all this season, he's 3-2 with a 6.04 ERA, 19 appearances, and 4 starts for the right-hander Manzo. He's covered 44 and two-thirds innings. Now, that is between Palm Beach and Peoria. Here in the Midwest League, Manzo has struggled against anybody, or has struggled against South Bend. Everybody else, he's pitched fairly well against. 14 earned runs have come against South Bend this year. For the right-hander Manzo, he'll be very happy to face a team not named South Bend here tonight in Cedar Rapids. Speaking of those Colonels, owners of a 55-32 record and a 7-game winning streak to boot, let's take a look at their starting lineup here tonight. Kyler Fedko leads off in right with Alaric Soleri at second base and Seth Gray at third. 4-5-6 for the Colonels has Aaron Sabato at first base with Jake Rocker DHing and Pat Winkle behind the plate. 7-8-9 for the Cedar Rapids Colonels has Wander Javier at short, Jefferson Morales in left, and Dylan Noisy in center. Once again for Cedar Rapids, Fenko, Soleri, Gray, Sabato, Rocker, Winkle, Javier, Morales, and Noisy. Aaron Rozak gets the ball today for Cedar Rapids, the left-hander making another start against the Peoria Chiefs. In his career against Peoria, Rozak has been fantastic. He's won each of his 3 starts against Peoria over his career, allowing just 3 runs over 15 innings of work. That makes for a 1.80 ERA with a 15-2 K-to-walk ratio. Now, Rozak, of those 3 starts against Peoria, 1 has come here at home. That outing, not quite as good as the other 2. 5 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. That was earlier this season in April when the Colonels welcomed Peoria to town. Those other 2 starts, though, for Rozak, both at Dozier Park. 2 starts, both of which were 5 innings of scoreless baseball, total of 13 Ks to just 1 walk between those 2 outings for Rozak at Dozier Park. Here at Veterans Memorial Stadium, Aaron Rozak gets the ball, looking to make it 8 straight wins for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, help them stay hot. Coming off the All-Star break, Cedar Rapids wearing their Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight jerseys, the Thor jerseys here tonight for Cedar Rapids. They'll look to stay hot and maybe swing Mjolnir around a little bit here as they take on Peoria. Just a couple of minutes away right here on both the Colonels Baseball Network and MLB.tv. We'll be back in just a bit right here on your home of Cedar Rapids Baseball.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Aaron Rosick, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Baseball is back, fresh off the All-Star break. The Colonels are looking to keep a seven-game win streak alive as they open up a three-game weekend series with the Peoria Chiefs. Cedar Rapids coming into play here tonight at 55-32, winners of seven straight games. Peoria at 35-52. The Peoria Chiefs have gone 4-6 over their last 10. In that same span, the Colonels have won nine of their last 10, seven in a row. Aaron Rosick getting the ball today for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Starting lineup that he faces from Peoria has Todd Lott in right, Brady Whalen at first, and Jacob Buschberger at second. LJ Jones cleans up as the designated hitter with Osvaldo Tovalin at third. Tyler Reichenborn is in left. Kylo Soto behind the plate. Ramon Mendoza hitting eighth at short with Tommy Ju in center. Aaron Rosack on the mound for Cedar Rapids. This season, the left-hander has been very good. 7-3 with a 3.67 ERA. This is start number 13 for Aaron Rosack. 61 and a third innings, 57 strikeouts to 17 walks. Rosack peering in. Kenny Jackson calling balls and strikes with Nate Diedrich on the base paths. We have our play ball signed. The first offering to Todd Lott is a strike on the outside corner. A fastball there for Rosack at 87 miles an hour. Todd Lott and the Peoria Chiefs wearing their red tops today with the gray pants and the red caps. Lott fouls this off down the left field line, now 0-2. Rosack going with a cutter that time down and in. Cedar Rapids here on Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight are wearing their four jerseys with the white pants. Navy blue caps for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. No balls and two strikes. Rosette kicks and goes here on Lott. Grounded towards the left side and pass to diving Javier. Todd Lott singles through the left side to put himself aboard to lead off this first inning. Aaron Rosack works with a man on. Looked like a fastball that may have caught a bit too much of the plate there on the outer half. Lott reaching out and rolling it through that left side. A man on for Brady Whalen. Defensively today for Cedar Rapids. In the outfield, left to right, Jefferson Morales, Dylan Noisy, and Kyler Fenko. Seth Gray is at third, Aaron Sabato at first, with Javier and Soleri up the middle. Behind the plate here today is Pat Winkle. First offering to Whalen, popped foul over our heads. 14 games with Peoria this season for Brady Whalen. Three doubles, two home runs. Was driven in five runs. Todd Lott over there at first, reaching on the single. Rozak a look over. He'll kick and deal. Good curveball cut on through by Whalen. Now quickly, no balls and two strikes here from the Colonels. Aaron Rozak. Those Thor jerseys, pretty straightforward. It makes the Colonels look like Thor. You've got the red cape style on the back with gold numbers on the back of those jerseys. No balls, two strikes. Curveball flipped out towards left. Drifting over on it, Morales. He'll get there in the alley and put it away for out number one. Brady Whalen flies out to left center field for the first out here in the first inning. Todd Lott retreating to first. Now Jacob Buschberger will get a chance. Buschberger with a brief stint in Double-A. He homered in his lone game up in Double-A. Stole a couple of bags and sent back here to Peoria off the All-Star break. Aaron Rozak towing up the rubber, looking over to first. Now he's ready on the first offering to Buschberger. Before that, though, he'll check over to first base. Todd Lott back in time. Buschberger with Peoria this season, hitting .297, .737 OPS, five doubles, two home runs. Rozak rocks and goes. This ball chopped foul up the third baseline. No balls and a strike here from Aaron Rozak. In the season series, Buschberger is 6 for 18 against Cedar Rapids, .333 average. Swung the bat pretty well against Colonels pitching. No balls and a strike. This ball chopped right in front of the plate. Winkle makes the call. He'll barehand. He has to hurry, and he hucks it towards first. Sabato pulled off the bag, but like Buschberger had reached anyway. It's an infield single for the second baseman for Peoria. He'll put two men on, both with singles in the first inning off of Aaron Rozak. L.J. Jones gets an opportunity now. Jones, the big right-handed bat, DHing here today. Chula Vista, California, fifth round pick back in 2020. First offering from Rozak down and in. Curveball there at 75 miles an hour. One ball and no strikes. Here on the right-handed hitting, L.J. Jones. Rozak with a pause. Now he goes. Jones hammers this ball foul. Well out of play down the left field line. 23 doubles this season for L.J. Jones. He's driven in 36. That leads the club. His eight home runs also are first among all Peoria Chiefs hitters. That double count at the top likewise. One ball and one strike here from Rozak. Lots off of second. Al trying to keep him close there. Jones lines this foul off towards our right. In the direction of Stephen Shane in the official scorer's box. One ball, two strikes. Rozak here on L.J. Jones. Aaron trying to tempt him with that fastball well off the plate. Jones obliged, expanding his zone to foul that pitch off. See if Rozak goes change up here potentially on the 1-2. This ball golfed down the left field line, hooking foul into the Plumbers and Pipefitters Pavilion, and indeed, Rozak went change up there. Pretty good spot for Rozak as well. That left-hander using his change up to the lower corner on the outer half of the plate. Rozak mixes in the change up along with the slider, the cutter, the curve, and the fastball. 1-2, bounce towards third. Seth will glove, step on third for one, throw on the run, and Sabato can't pick it out. It might have caught him in the head. Something hit Sabato in the head. Turning at third is Jacob Buschberger. He will score as Kyler Fenko had to come all the way in from right field to make a play on that baseball. And now we'll check on Aaron Sabato. Maybe that ball skipped up and caught Sabato. He's paying attention to the back of his head right now. It's a very tough play for Seth Gray. You get that soft chopper towards third. First, you have to pay attention to the bag to make sure you step on it. Then on the move, you throw across to first. Sabato trying to pick it out. And this time of the evening, right around 6:45-ish, you're staring right into the sun if you're at first base trying to make that stretch. Looks like Sabato's all right. Randy Yang never actually came out of the Colonel's dugout. It's Rozak's first offering here to Osvaldo Tovalin is called for a strike. It's a fielder's choice for those of you scoring at home. A throwing error by Seth Gray allows that run to score. LJ Jones to second, and now this ball hammered off the bat of Toveline, deep out to right, and that is long gone. Osvaldo Toveline with a two-run home run out to right field, and just like that, Peoria leads 3-0 over Cedar Rapids. 103 off the bat for Toveline, 372 feet out to right field. For Osvaldo, that's his third home run with Peoria. RBI number 15 and 16. Being left-handed bat out of Azusa Pacific, Toveline giving that ball a ride and making it 3-0 at Peoria. Tyler Reichenborn now here for the Peoria Chiefs in a 3-0 Chiefs lead. Reichenborn played some of his college ball in the state of Iowa, out at Iowa Western. Ball one off the plate to Reichenborn. He hit 419 across two seasons with Iowa Western College. 1-0, this ball belted out towards left. Jefferson has a read, though. Moving to his left, he'll get there and make the catch for out number three. Three-run score for Peoria here in the first. We'll be back in just a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network with your Colonels starting nine. Cedar Rapids facing a 3-0 deficit early on.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is Kyler Fedko, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids trailing early here in the home half of the first as Peoria takes a 3-0 lead. A three spot in that first inning, two runs coming off of a two-run Osvaldo Toveline home run. Starting lineup today for the Cedar Rapids Colonels has Kyler Fedko leading off in right with Alaric Soleri at second and Seth Gray at third. The middle of the order with Aaron Sabato at first, Jake Rucker DHing, and Pat Winkle behind the plate. 7, 8, and 9 for Cedar Rapids. Wander Javier is at short, Jefferson Morales in left, and Dylan Noisy in center field. It's the right-hander Edgar Manzo on the hill for the Peoria Chiefs here today. 5'11", 181 pounds, 21 years of age from Guadalajara in Mexico. The right-hander has gone 3-2 this year with a 6.04 ERA, 19 appearances and 4 starts between a couple of levels for the right-hander Manzo. 44 2/3, 34 strikeouts to 18 walks. Right-hander at the ready. He'll kick and go as Kyler Fedko steps in and fouls the first pitch straight back. No balls and a strike here to the Colonels' leadoff man. Kyler batting .257 on the year. 15 doubles, 4 triples. He's homered 7 times. Things on in here against Edgar Manzo. Kyler Fedko swinging a very good bat lately. Taking a slider on the outside corner. No balls and 2 strikes. Fedko 10 for his last 31. Fouls off the 0-2. Kyler was promoted to Cedar Rapids during the Colonel's trip to Dozier Park down in Illinois. And he promptly introduced himself to High A by hitting a home run in his debut game for Cedar Rapids. Ball one off the plate. Fastball there at 91. This season, Kyler Fedko has provided 20 multi-hit games between his time in Fort Myers and Cedar Rapids. He chops this ball foul. Keeps the count here at 1 ball and 2 strikes. 20 multi-hit games. He's driven in multiple runs 12 times. Batting average at 257. He had a really nice series against Beloit. Scored 5 runs, batted 269 in that set. 1-2, lofted foul down the right field line. Now 1-2 here on Kyler Fenko. Fenko, Soleri, and Gray. 1-2 downstairs. Now 2-2. Fenko laying off that fastball well down. Two lefties in the lineup today for the Colonels. Gray and Pat Winkle. The 3-6 bats in the order. 2-2 fouled off again here by Fedko. Really nice long AB here for Kyler Fedko to lead things off today. 8 pitches in. He's fouled off 5 of them. And Fedko fights off another one. Make it 6 foul balls. He's taken 1 strike. The other 6 he's swung at and fouled them off. This will be the 10th pinch of the plate appearance for Kyler Fedko, leading things off very well for the Colonels with Soleri on deck. 2-2 down and away. Fedko spitting on that changeup. Count goes full at 3-2. Long, tiring at bat for Manzo, working here against the Colonels' leadoff man. The payoff pinch. Fedko, why not foul off another one? Lofts it foul off towards the right side. Manzo has thrown just about the entire complement at Fedko in this at bat. This will be the 12th pitch. Payoff pitch, skied out towards right. That's pushing Todd Lott back towards the wall, and he'll make the catch before bumping into that Transamerica sign out in right field. So Kyler Fedko with a very good leadoff at bat, flying out to deep right field after 12 pitches. Seen there in that AB, bringing Alaric Soleri to the batter's box. Soleri, the right-handed hitting Colonel's second baseman. Manzo kicks and goes. Al swings on through. No balls and a strike. You're on Alaric Soleri. 71 games played this season for Al. This is his 300th plate appearance of 2022. Should strike 2 in the inside corner. Great numbers for Al. 9 doubles, 3 triples, 9 home runs. He's been especially good as of late. Bat heating up since mid-May. And Soleri cuts through and good slider downstairs. Quickly a punch out for the right-hander Manzo. 12 pitches for the first at bat, then 3 straight strikes to put away Al. For the second out here, the first, bringing Seth Gray to the plate. Gray, the Colonel's third baseman, digging into the batter's box. 24 years of age. Gray takes strike 1 on the outside corner, 92. Here from the right-hander Manzo. Seth is 2 for his last 13 in a bit of a cold spell. The 0-1 bounced through the right side. That'll help break that cold snap. Seth Gray with a base hit through the right side. The Colonels have their first base hit of the game. It comes here in the first inning. Fastball, middle down, and Seth Gray just grounded it through that right side. Aaron Sabato gets an opportunity now for Cedar Rapids with a man on first. Sabato, the big right-handed bat out of the University of North Carolina. First-round pick of the Minnesota Twins back in 2020. Up high for ball one. The Major League Baseball draft began on Sunday, wrapped up on Tuesday this week. 1-0, no strikes from Manzo here on Sabato. Down and inside, 2-0. The Minnesota Twins selected 20 players. Led by Brooks Lee. Drafted 8th overall out of Cal Poly. Seth Gray off the first base bag. 2 balls, no strikes. Manzo here to Aaron Sabato. Ball 3 upstairs. Manzo being careful with Sabato here. Not wanting to give him a pitch to hit. Aaron teed off on his 10th home run of the season. A go-ahead shot in Beloit back on the 15th. Strike one on the outside edge. Sabato knew it. Good spot there for Manzo. 10 doubles, 10 home runs for Aaron Sabato. He's driven in 38 this year. 739 OPS. Good power numbers. He's reaching base at a decent clip as well. Strike two. Another really good spot on that fastball. Sabato has reached base at a 341 mark. Drawing walks just under 14% of his plate appearances. Payoff pitch. Aaron fouls this away. Regardless of the presence of runs in this inning for Cedar Rapids, the Colonels have done a very nice job of running up this pitch total for Edgar Manzo. The lineup has seen a lot of his offerings. Seen primarily fastball slider. That was the slider there on the 3-2 to Sabato. Payoff pitch again. This ball fought off on that fastball at 92. Count remains full from Edgar Manzo. Aaron Sabato angling the bat out towards the mound, then bringing it above his right shoulder. Payoff pinch once again, missing high ball four on the fastball. Seth Gray trotting to second as Aaron Sabato draws a two-out walk. Brings the tying run to the plate, represented by Jake Rucker. Rucker with 12 doubles, 5 triples, and 3 home runs. He's driven in 26 runs this season, and now an early mound visit for the Peoria pitching coach, Edwin Moreno. Right-hander starts to warm. A lot of organizations have a quote-unquote magic number that they will use for their pitchers throughout the organization at the minor league level. If you reach a certain pitch count, you won't be able to come out for the next half inning. And perhaps Manzo is getting near that point. He's thrown 25 pitches here in the first inning, 18 of them for strikes. Right-hander up in the bullpen for the Peoria Chiefs. It looks like it would be Nick Troger like Iverson. The Ontario native, the right-hander up in the pen for Peoria. Gray at second, Sabato at first. Jake Rucker representing the tying run in a 3-0 Peoria lead. With two down in the first inning. First offering to Rucker, scalded down the left field line. This is headed towards a corner, and it bangs off the wall. Racing around third is Gray. Sabato will coast into third. It's an RBI double for Jake Rucker. That ball was tattooed off the base of the left field wall. Cedar Rapids on the board. It's now a 3-1 game. For Jake Rucker, that is his 13th double of the season, RBI number 27. Sabato goes to third. The tying run at second base for Pat Winkle, Colonel's left-handed hitting backstop, who has swung the bat very well lately. 4 for his last 8 at the plate. Jake Rucker with the RBI double, making it a 3-1 game. First offering to Winkle as a changeup downstairs, 1-0. Defensively for Peoria, the outfield left to right, Reichenborn, Jew, and Lott. Toveline is at third, Whalen at first, Mendoza and Bushberger up the middle. Short and second with Kylo Soto doing the catching. Winkle laces a base hit right back up the middle. Rucker rounding third. He will score. We're all tied up at 3. It's a 2-run single for Pat Winkle, planting Sabato and Rucker. And just like that, we have ourselves a brand new ball game. The Hot Colonels stay red hot here in the first inning. 3 runs for Cedar Rapids, making it a 3-3 game. Winkle with RBI number 12 and 13. He's now 5 for his last 9. 3 apiece here in the first, and the equally red-hot Wander Javier steps in. Check on Winkle. He's back in, standing up. Here in the month of July, Wander has been as good as they get. Strike one on the inside corner, looking at a slider there from Manzo. Wander this month has 5 extra base hits, 3 doubles, 2 home runs, 9 runs scored, 9 RBI. He grounds a base hit through the left side. He's hitting 311 as well here this month. Winder's average just continues to climb. Back-to-back singles following that Jake Rucker RBI double. We're tied at 3, and the Colonels have some potential runs out there on the base paths. Wander Javier with the base knock, the fourth of the inning off of Manzo, who has been knocked around a little bit. 30 pitches, 22 strikes for the right-hander Manzo. Slider rolled through the left side by Wander. Jefferson Morales getting a chance with Javier at first and Winkle at second. First pitch slider there on the outer half for strike one. Jefferson Morales, the right-handed hitting left fielder today for Cedar Rapids. No balls and a strike. J-Mo lays off the fastball upstairs. Now one ball and a strike. Jefferson out of El Consejo, Venezuela. One ball and one strike here from Manzo. Down and in, 2-1. J-Mo has the OPS right at 700 this year. 231 average, 7 doubles, 2 triples, 5 home runs. Driven in 24. 2 balls and a strike here to Morales. Grounded through the left side, another base hit here for Cedar Rapids. Winkle will be held at third as Reichenborn gets it in quickly. The hit parade keeps on coming for Cedar Rapids. They've loaded them up. Here with 2 down in the first inning, Dylan Noisy will bat. And boy, oh boy, that will be it for Edgar Manzo. 34 pitches in, 3 runs and 5 hits allowed by the right-hander. Possibly some more runs awaiting out there, as all 3 runs out there will be attached to Manzo's line. Nick Trogerlik Iverson will enter when we return right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. All tied at 3, Cedar Rapids with a 3 spot here in the first.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
Hey fans, this is Dylan Noisy, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Three all your score here in the home half of one. Cedar Rapids has been busy at the plate here in the home half of the first inning. 3 runs on 5 hits, and they've chased the starter as the right-hander Nick Trogerlik Iverson will enter for the Peoria Chiefs. 1-3 with a 4.83 earned run average. He's made 18 appearances, covering 31 and two-thirds innings, 30 strikeouts to 11 walks for Trogerlik Iverson. He'll square off with the Colonel's Dylan Noisy. The base is loaded and 2 down here in the home half of the first. The go-ahead run at third base. First offering to Noisy, bounce to the plate as Winkle thought about coming home. A good block by Soto, throwing his body in front of that ball. Sometimes you block the ball well by reading that a breaking ball is going to bite a bit too much and land right in front of you. You throw your chest in front of it. Sometimes the ball skips 4 feet in front of the plate and you just have to hope it's going to hit you in the chest. That was the case for Soto. 1-0 from Trogerlik Iverson. Noisy fouls it straight back, and that one caught Soto. Foul ball grazing his right shoulder, it looked like. Kenny Jackson will toss a new baseball out towards Trogerlik Iverson. The plate of courtesy sweep. Soto ready to go. One ball and one strike here on Dylan Noisy. Cedar Rapids with three runs on five hits here in the first inning. Four straight base hits for Cedar Rapids. 1-1 to Noisy. Curveball fouled off, now 1-2. Noisy batting 205 on the season. 28 runs scored, four home runs. He's knocked in 15. Winkle, Javier, and Morales out there for the Cedar Rapids Colonels as Noisy dinks back in. One ball, two strikes. Trongel and Iverson trying to get out of this jam. Noisy flares a ball out towards center. In a bit for Drew. Then he steps back and leaps right at the tail end to make the catch for out number three. Plenty of traffic on the base paths for Cedar Rapids. They get three runs on five hits. We'll be back in just a bit. Top of two, all squared away at three apiece right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hey fans, this is Patrick Winkle, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Pat Winkle delivering the game-tying two-run single to make this a 3-3 ball game after one here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Aaron Rozek on the mound facing Carlos Soto, Ramon Mendoza, and Tommy Drew. The first pitch rolled over towards first. Sabata will glove and flip underhand on to Rozek for out number one. 3-1 on that ground out, retiring the leadoff batter, Carlos Soto, leadoff man in the inning. Here for Peoria, bringing Ramon Mendoza to the plate, the Peoria shortstop. A very busy day so far here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. We're roughly a half hour in and got one down to the top half of the first. Both sides giving up three runs in the first inning. First offering from Rozek is a changeup tossed right down the middle on Mendoza, giving the count to 1-2, no balls and a strike. One, Mendoza sends a fly ball out towards left center. Jefferson over, and Noisy makes the call and the catch, crossing behind Morales to make that play for out number two. It's a good heady play by the Cedar Rapids center fielder, Dylan Noisy, showing some awareness of where that ball was, where Jefferson was as well, just to make sure he wouldn't collide with his left fielder. Tommy Drew stepping in, getting a chance for Peoria. Rozek working quickly here in the second. Misses down and outside on the change. One ball, no strikes. Down and inside now, 2-0. Southpaw Aaron Rozek usually comes with plenty of strikes. That's been the case today. 22 pitches, 18 of them for strikes. Big swing and a miss at the cutter there from Rozek at 86. Down and in on Tommy Drew. Two balls and a strike. Curveball dropped over for strike two. Tommy Drew having a difficult year, batting 173, 517 OPS. Two balls and two strikes on the way here from Aaron Rozek. Left-hander kicks and goes. Breaking ball, laced foul, nearly taking a Peoria Chief or two with it. Ball skipped into the Peoria dugout on the far end. Two balls and two strikes. Drew kind of looking down towards Patrick Anderson as well as checking on his dugout. Somebody down there pointing towards the outfield, likely saying something along the way of, hey, hit it that way. 2-2, bounced right back at Rozek. Aaron gloves. He'll jog on to first and flip it underhand to Sabato for out number three. We'll be back in just a bit right here in Cedar Rapids. Tied at three, the Colonels and the Chiefs with the top of the order due up for Cedar Rapids.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Home half of two here in Cedar Rapids, a 3-3 ball game here on the Colonels Baseball Network as Aaron Rozek went three up, three down in the second. Let's see what Nick Trogerlich Iverson has for Peoria here in the home half. There's ball one downstairs. Starting Kyler Fedko off with that curveball. 1-0, missing high and outside at 93. Cedar Rapids with three runs in the home half of the first inning. They had five hits in the first. Fedko looking at strike one. Already a very different sense of a series than what we had in Beloit. The Colonels held the Beloit Skycarp to a total of seven runs over the six games of that series, which, of course, was a series sweep for Cedar Rapids. Run on cue. They serve up three runs in the first here to Peoria. Two balls and a strike. Fedko grounds this left side on the run here. Tovalin, he fires across in time for out number one. A good play by Osvaldo Tovalin. The third baseman for Peoria recording out number one on a slow roller his way. Alaric Soleri gets an opportunity. He punched out swinging, striking out on three pitches in his first plate appearance. Second round pick of the Minnesota Twins last season as Al looks at a fastball in the outer half for strike one. Balls, one strike here to Soleri. Looked foul down the right field line. And moves the count to 0-2. Trogerlich Iverson on in relief of the right-hander Edgar Manza. Balls, two strikes. Soleri lines a ball out towards right. Playable, though, for Todd Lott. We'll get there for the second out of the inning. A line out to right off the bat of Soleri. The final line for Manzo of the Peoria Chiefs. He goes two-thirds of an inning, three runs, all of which were earned. Five hits, one walk, and one strikeout. Seth Gray steps in, one for one with a single today. Gray takes a changeup off the plate, 1-0. Might have actually been a curveball there from the right-hander. 1-0. Down and inside. Now 2-0. Now there was the changeup on the 1-0. Curveball changeup. Now the 2-0 fastball lined straight back. Bringing the count to 2-1 here on Seth Gray. Gray with that single in the first raised his average to 244. Boy, has he been productive this year. 40 RBI, 43 RBI. He scored 40 runs. 10 homers as well. He swings through that changeup, running the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 away here in the second. Right-hander Nick Trogerlink Iverson at the ready. Right-hander rocks and goes. Gray with a bouncing ball right side. Scooped up by the second baseman Bushberger. He'll toss on to first for out number 3. We move along to the top half of the third inning. Still tied at 3 here in Cedar Rapids. The top of the order due up for Peoria when we come back.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
Tied at 3-2 here on the Colonels Baseball Network as we head to the top half of the third. Todd Lott, Brady Whalen, and Jacob Bushberger for Peoria to face the southpaw Aaron Rosen. Rosak kicks and goes. The first offering to Todd Lott, taken for ball one off the plate. Lott led off this ball game with a single. Now 9 for his last 38. Lott laying off ball too high and outside. Left on right matchup. Here to open up the top half of the third. 2-0 from Rosak. Bounced foul up the third baseline. Two balls, one strike here from Aaron Rosen. Lott from Jacksonville, Florida. He swings on through now 2-2. Really good change up inner half there from Rosen. Lott, 24 years old. He'll turn 25 in August. Ninth round pick back in 2019. Two balls and two strikes. Downstairs now 3-2. Todd with 6 home runs. He's driven in 16. It's over 41 games with Peoria. Payoff pitch, chopped foul. Keeping the count full here against Aaron Rosen. This lineup for the Peoria Chiefs, as Rozak begins his second trip through the order, features 3 left-handed hitters. Rozak ready here on the payoff pitch to Lott. Down and away all the way to the backstop, but it takes a friendly bounce off that door. It's ball 4. Lott will certainly not think of trying to hustle at all with that ball getting past Pat Winkle. Sometimes in parks you'll see hitters know with a large area of room behind home plate. If ball four skips away, you might have a chance to go to second base. But here in Cedar Rapids, a lot of those, especially from left-handed pitchers, ricochet off that door behind home plate and skip right back to the catcher. Ball one down and outside. A slider there to Brady Whalen. So Rozak issues the walk to put Todd Lott aboard. 1-0. Rozak here to Whalen. Quickly falling behind 2-0 as he misses inside with a fastball. Left on left matchup here. Two balls, no strikes. Rozak trying to find his way back into the strike zone. Ooh, half swing and a miss. You bet he did. There at a fastball at 87. Running that up and in. Rozak has been a bit better against righties than lefties. Reverse platoon splits for the lefty this season. Ground ball, right side, and it gets through. Sabato and Soleri unable to flag it down. Turning it second and heading towards third is Todd Lott. He's in feet first without a throw. Maybe a busted bat there as well for Brady Whalen. Didn't sound too good off the bat, but he sneaks it through that right side. A base hit following the walk, and the Peoria Chiefs are in business with men on the corners. And none retired here in the top half of the third. Jacob Buschberger, the three-hole hitter, will step in. Buschberger, over his last 10 games, has 11 hits in 36 at-bats for Peoria. Started off today 1-for-1, which puts him at 12 for his last 37. Big swing and a miss at a first-pitch curveball. No balls and a strike here on Buschberger from Montague, Michigan. All-American at Davenport University in Michigan. No balls and a strike. Called strike two, just catching that inside corner. Good fastball there by Rosa. Letting it catch that inside edge. No balls, two strikes on Jacob Buschberger. Rozak at the ready here on the 0-2. Chop towards third and foul. It'll skip towards the Peoria dugout. No balls, two strikes. None down, top half of three. Rozak in a bind. Lead off walk, followed by a single to put men on the corners with none yet retired here in the third inning. No balls and two strikes from Rosie. Down and away. Good block by Winkle. Rozak burying that change down and away. Trying to get Buschberger to chase. Looks like the Colonels have some movement in their dugout by some relief pitchers. Just getting themselves loose in the event that they have to send someone down to the pen. 1-2. Popped into the air and out of play. One ball, two strikes once again. Rozak here on Jacob Buschberger. Lott on third, Whalen at first. Southpaw Rozak at the ready, kick steals. This ball lined into left and that'll fall in for a base hit. Todd Lott scores the go-ahead run. It's an RBI single. The bat of Jacob Buschberger. And just like that, Peoria leads 4-3 over Cedar Rapids. Bringing L.J. Jones to the plate. Jones 0-for-1 with a fielder's choice. Jones, the designated hitter, swinging a very hot bat. He has the OPS over 1,000 across his last 10 games. Aaron Rozak here from the stretch working on Jones. Off the plate, 1-0. Like that cutter that missed outside. Now Winkle will call time and head out towards the mound to check on Rozak. Pat Winkle, the Colonel's top catcher. Usually you'll see Winkle catch two, maybe three games a week. Typically Cedar Rapids would have kind of a 3-2-1 system for their six games that they have to play. The 1-0, wave and a miss by Jones. Now one ball and one strike. Winkle will generally catch three games a week. At this point, Mack is catching two, and Morales is catching one. J-Mo getting a couple of starts in left as well each week. 1-1, good changeup, cut on through by Jones. Plenty of arm side fade there for Rozek. That's one of his better changeups that he'll throw. One ball and two strikes, Rozek here on L.J. Jones. L.J. taking his time to get back into the batter's box. Right-hander digs back in, gives home plate a tap, and now he's ready. 1-2 from Rozek. Wave and a miss, tipped into the mid of Winkle. Down goes Jones. Striking out on that filthy changeup from Rozek. Lot of sink, lot of fade. Jones had no chance swinging over the top of that changeup. Here's Osvaldo Toveline, who homered off of Rozek, back in the first. Part of that three-run inning for Peoria. One down, the Colonels infield looking for a double play, playing their middle infield back while also playing Toveline to pole. Osvaldo out in front on a first pitch slider at 75, no balls and a strike. Each side with five hits today. No balls and a strike here on Toveline. Downstairs. 1-1, another slider from Aaron Rozek. One ball, one strike, one down here in the third. Rozek with the breath. A kick and go. Toveline, a bouncing ball, right side, pass to diving Soleri into right center field. Whalen turns at third and scores. Headed to third base is Bushberger. It's an RBI single off the bat of Osvaldo Toveline. One D2 product gets another. And just like that, it's a 5-3 Peoria lead. Whalen scoring from second. Bushberger going first to third. And now here's Tyler Reichenborn. Reichenborn, the right-handed hitting left fielder. Peoria as he steps in against Aaron Rozek. Rozek from the stretch, he'll kick and go. First pitch breaking ball there for strike one. A good curve at 75, catching the outside corner. No balls and one strike on Tyler Reichenborn. Cedar Rapids with a right-hander beginning to loosen up in the bullpen. 0-1. This ball ripped into left. In comes J-Mo, and it'll land in front of him for a base hit. Another RBI single here for the Peoria Chiefs. This one off the bat of Tyler Reichenborn. He plates a run, making it 6-3. Peoria out in front. Toveline going to second, and two men are on now for Carlos Soto. Richard Salazar, the Colonel's pitching coach, heading out to the mound to check on his left-hander Aaron Rozek. Right-hander up in the bullpen for Cedar Rapids. Starting to move things along down there in the pen. Hunter McMahon out there for Cedar Rapids, getting loose as he might be asked to go a couple of innings today. Couple, two, three frames in the event that Rozek has to exit early. Seven hits today for Peoria against the Colonel's left-hander. Left-on-left matchup, and as mentioned, Rozek's platoon splits have been a bit reversed. Lefties hitting him better than righties. So Rozek will toe up the rubber against Carlos Soto, and you do see that sometimes from left-handed pitchers like Rozek, where the changeup is a bit ahead of the breaking ball. First pitch curve down and in, 1-0 on Soto. A lot of times it's not just about whether or not a lefty will get a lefty out because of the fact that he's a lefty. You need a pinch that plays well against that same side of the plate. 1-0 up and in now, 2-0. That's why there is such a thing as reverse platoon split relievers. We'll see some teams utilize. Two balls, no strikes. Rozek here to Carlos Soto. Down and away now, 3-0. If you're a right-hander and you have a good changeup, there's a good chance you're going to get a lot of lefties out with that changeup. Likewise, if your lefty with a good changeup. You'll get plenty of right-handed hitters out with that change piece. 3-0 from Aaron Rozek. Ball ripped foul. And it's why you see a lot of the good loogies, those lefty one-out guys, which are a bit of a thing of a past now. But those pitchers always tended to have a very strong breaking ball, a really good slider, generally, that got a lot of left-handed hitters to chase. 3-1 outside, ball four. Generally, the rule of thumb there is it's a lot easier to hit a ball breaking towards you than it is to hit something breaking away from you, which plays into changeups good against opposite-sided hitters because they fade away. Brian Dinkelman will pop out of the Colonel's dugout, and it looks like that will be it for Aaron Rozek. It's 6-3 Peoria, the Chiefs with three runs here in the third inning, as the Colonels will give the ball to Hunter McMahon when we come back. It's 6-3 Peoria, the Chiefs with the bases loaded, and just one down here in the third. We'll be back in just a bit.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Hey fans, this is Hunter McMahon, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels will hand the ball off to Hunter McMahon here in the top half of the third inning as Aaron Rozek's day will be done early. Neither starter able to make it through three innings today. Right-hander Manzo chased in the first inning for Peoria. Likewise, the Colonel starter Aaron Rozek chased from this ballgame in the third. Hunter McMahon taking over for Cedar Rapids, making his 28th appearance of the season. A 1.89 ERA for Hunter McMahon. This season, he's 2-0 out of the bullpen, 48 strikeouts to 10 walks over 47 and two-thirds innings. Hunter McMahon peering on in, working against Ramon Mendoza. Peoria shortstop, a right-on-right matchup. The base is loaded. One down here in the top half of the third. McMahon's first pitch fastball downstairs. 1-0. Mendoza, the 5'11", 174-pound right-handed hitter, playing shortstop today for Peoria. 1-0, check swing, right back to the mound. McMahon will go home for one. Winkle steps on the plate, then throws it down the right field line all the way towards the corner. That'll plate at least one run. Rankinborn scoring. Here comes Kylo Soto. He'll score as well as Ramon Mendoza ends up standing on third after a topper back towards the mound. It goes as a fielder's choice. 1-2, then a throwing error by Pat Winkle, allowing Rankinborn and Soto to both score. An ugly game so far here for both sides. The Colonels with their second error of the day. It's 8-3 Peoria, a five spot here in the third inning. Tommy Jew will bat with two down and a man on third in Mendoza. Ball one inside from Hunter McMahon. 5 runs here in the third inning for the Peoria Chiefs. 1-0 from Hunter McMahon. Big cut and a miss now. 1-1. Hunter climbing the ladder with a slider there. Tommy Ju grounded out in his first at bat. Man ready here on the one ball, one strike offer. Bounced foul into the Peoria dugout once again. Sending a few Chiefs scattering. One ball, two strikes, two away, top of three. Hunter McMahon trying to stop the bleeding. Peoria has plated five runs, taking an 8-3 lead. The one ball, two strike offering here from Hunter McMahon. Wave and a miss, the inning is over. McMahon strikes out Jew with a good changeup down in the zone. We move along to the home half of three. It's 8-3, Peoria on top, 4-5 and 6-2 up when we come back. Sabato, Rucker, and Winkle for Cedar Rapids as they face a brand new five-run deficit.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tuning cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is first baseman Aaron Sabato, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Home half of three here in Cedar Rapids, a five-run top half of the third for Peoria, making it 8-3. Chiefs, there's strike one on the outside corner to Aaron Sabato. Sabato takes that first pitch strike from Trogerlink Iverson, the 0-1. Stop the plate now, one ball and a strike. Here on the big man, Aaron Sabato. Cedar Rapids in need of some base runners and some runs. They're going to start chipping away at this brand new five-run deficit. Ball two downstairs. 2-1, grounded towards third. A great diving stop by Tovalini. Gets up and fires a strike across the diamond for out number one. And Sabato grounding out on a very nice play by former Division II Gold Glover, Osvaldo Tovalini at third base. Jake Rocker now for the Colonels. 1-for-1 with a double. Rocker, the Cedar Rapids designated hitter. Right-hander rocks and goes. Rucker takes ball one downstairs. Jake Rucker, the University of Tennessee product. He played with Alaric Solari for a couple of years. Down and away, 2-0 here on Rucker. Rucker joined the Colonels back on June 29th. He spent the entire month of July here in Cedar Rapids. Strike one on the outside corner. 73 games played all in all this year for Rucker. He's driven in 26 runs entering play today. There's a check swing. They appeal down and know he did not go on the slider from Trogerlink Iverson. Three balls and one strike. Rucker checks his swing and takes ball four down and outside. Jake Rucker works the one out walk. A man on for Pat Winkle. Winkle 1-for-1 with a single. played it a pair. He originally tied the game after a rocker RBI double as part of that three-run first. Spider-Man is here, mingling with the crowd here today. There was a meet and greet available prior to the game. It's Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight here in Cedar Rapids. Ball one down and in on Winkle. One and oh. Right-hander Kroger like Iverson rocks and goes. There's strike one on the outside corner to Pat Winkle. He's chatting with Winkle before the game today on who his favorite Marvel character was, or who the best Marvel character was. He said it's not a hot take to say Korg from the Thor series. Pat Winkle rocks the ball into right. That's down for a base hit, rushing to second. Jake Rucker. Pat Winkle on with a second knock of the day. Cedar Rapids getting some production from their 5 and 6 hitters. Rucker 1-for-1 with a walk. Winkle is 2-for-2 with a couple of RBI. Wander Javier getting a chance, 1-for-1 with a single. There's Spider-Man walking around the concourse here today in Cedar Rapids. Jorgen Iverson at the ready. He'll rock and go. Strike one on the inside end. Among the Colonels, Charlie Mack is one of the biggest Marvel fans. According to Charlie, the best Marvel movie is Iron Man 2. The ball's on a strike. There's strike two on the inside corner. They appeal down to first with a back pick, and Winkle is back in with a feet-first slide. 0-2 the count here on Wander Javier. No balls, two strikes here from the right-hander, Kroger like Iverson. Rocks and goes, wave and a miss. Wander chasing the slider down and outside for out number two. Brings up Jefferson Morales.
Left fielder number two, Jefferson.
Jefferson 1-for-1 with a single. J-Mo, the right-handed hitting left fielder today for Cedar Rapids. Strong to look Iverson from the stretch. He rocks and goes. Morales fouls this away. Jefferson is a lot of fun to watch when he's in the batter's box. He's got that deep crouch that he sets up into. Very small strike zone. Good contact profile, and he has some surprising pop. He had a grand slam in Peoria earlier this year. 0-1, called strike two, roughly knee high at 93. J-Mo this season 11 for 36 against the Chiefs. 10 runs batted in. The 0-2. Up high, now 1-2. 10 of his 24 runs batted in this season have come against the Peoria Chiefs. One ball and two strikes. Morales, a ground ball left side, scooped up by Mendoza. He'll shovel on to Bushberger at second for the third out of the inning on the fielder's choice. We move along to the top half of the fourth through three. It's 8-3. Peoria leading Cedar Rapids. We'll be back in just a bit here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over. Your insurance goes up. You lose your license. You total your car. You kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125. plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
We're through three here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids staring a five-run deficit down as they trail by, 8-3. They trail by five. In the top half of four, eight runs on seven hits, no errors and one left on for Peoria. Three runs on six hits, two errors and five left on for Cedar Rapids. Todd Lott steps in here against Hunter McMahon. Colonels right-hander draws a big swing and a miss at a first pitch changeup. No balls and a strike here from Hunter McMahon. Looking around the Midwest League here today, plenty of action already underway. The 0-1 here from Hunter. Cut on through, now 0-2. Quad Cities and South Bend are scoreless in the top half of the seventh. Lansing playing host to Lake County. It's 8-6. The Captains in front of the Lugnuts. It's in the top half of the fifth. Bottom of five in Great Lakes. The Loons lead West Michigan 6-2. Lott swings through a very, very good slide piece there from Hunter McMahon for out number one. One down here in the fourth inning as Hunter McMahon records the punch out. Brings up Brady Whalen, left-handed hitting first baseman for Peoria. Bottom of six, Fort Wayne trails Dayton 3-0. And Beloit up 4-2 on Wisconsin, top of five. That's in Appleton. First offering to Whalen, popped up left side, foul ground. Maybe a chance for Gray, and that's going to travel out of play. No balls in a strike. Here from the Colonel's right-hander, Hunter McMahon. McMahon so far, 10 pitches, 8 strikes. He entered for Cedar Rapids in the third. Final line score for Aaron Rozak. He goes 2 1/3 innings. 8 runs, 6 earned on 7 hits, 2 walks, and 1 strikeout. Tapper right back towards the mound. Groomed by McMahon. He'll shovel underhand to first. And the second out of the inning is recorded. 1-3 on that ground out. Jacob Buschberger now, 2-for-2. A couple of hits today, both of them singles. For the Peoria second baseman. Buschberger singled through the left side in his second at bat after rolling an infield single. The third baseline, his first time up. Hunter McMahon here from the stretch, kicks and goes. There's strike one on the inside corner. 92, finding that inside edge there from Hunter McMahon. No balls and a strike. Right-hander working from the stretch. Outside now, 1-1. McMahon finished out his collegiate career at Texas State. Drafted by the Washington Nationals, came to the Twins organization by way of the Ryan Harper deal. One ball and a strike. Cut on through. A good slider there at 87. Jim goes to 1-2 here on Buschberger. One ball, two strikes, two away here in the top half of four. McMahon rocks and goes. Sit down. He freezes Buschberger. A changeup on the outside corner. And we move along to the home half of four. Buschberger did not like that spot. So he'll cower away from the plate. We'll move along to the home half of four. It's 8-3. Peoria on top.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others,
For the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car.
What the?
You kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
Dylan Noisy will dig in for Cedar Rapids as we get ready to go in the home half of the fourth inning. Nick Chorgerlick-Iverson, who's thrown well in relief. He misses downstairs. They're on Dylan Noisy for ball one. Chorgerlick-Iverson so far for Peoria. 2 1/3 scoreless. One hit, one walk, one strikeout. Noisy fouls back the 1-0. It's 8-3 here as Cedar Rapids trails Peoria. Around the rest of the Twins organization. The St. Paul Saints up in AAA, up early, 7-3 on Indianapolis. Noisy fouls away the 1-1, now one ball and two strikes. Chorgerlick-Iverson climbing right back onto the rubber. Ready to go here on the 1-2. Noisy, Fedko, and Soleri for Cedar Rapids here in the fourth. Big swing and a miss as down goes Dylan Noisy, striking out for the first down here of the fourth inning. Brings Kyler Fedko to the plate. 7-3, St. Paul. Jermaine Palacios with a grand slam for the St. Paul Saints in that game. Tim Backham is 3-for-3. Fedko looks at ball one downstairs, 1-0. From Chorgerlick-Iverson. Elsewhere in the Twins organization, Wichita leads Tulsa 1-0. They're in the third. Fedko with a line drive to left, down for a base hit. Kyler Fedko on with his first base knock of the ball game. Here in the home half of the fourth, and the Colonels have a man on for Alaric Soleri. Soleri 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a lineout today. Down in Tulsa, where the Wind Surge lead 1-0 over the Tulsa Drillers. Christian Encarnacion Strand continues to hit. He's 2-for-2 today for Wichita. Now Soleri with a line drive down the right field line. That's down for a base hit. That rolls into the corner. Kyler Fedko racing around third. There goes the helmet. Kyler Fedko will score with a head first slide as Alaric Soleri plates a run with an RBI double down that right field line. Al staying hot as well here for Cedar Rapids. Planting Fedko with that RBI double. Soleri driving in his 31st run of the season. Double number 10. Lining that slider down the right field line for an RBI double. Puts one man on at second base for Seth Gray. Seth today 1-for-2 with a single and a ground out. Soleri off the second base bang. The first pitch topped foul there by Gray. For a moment, back in Wichita, Encarnacion Strand, 2-for-2 today. He's now batting .474 for the Wind Surge. He's being promoted to AA. No balls and a strike here from Chorgerlick-Iverson. Gray lifts this into the air down the left field line. Foul ground. It's a long run for Tovalin, and that lands foul. 0-2 now to Seth. And down in Class A, Fort Myers leads Dunedin 1-0. They're in the sixth inning down in Florida. Marco Raya with four scoreless innings, two hits, no walks, five Ks with a mighty muscle. Seth Gray digging back in, a no ball, two strike offering here from Trogerlik Iverson. Gray fouls it straight back. Count remains here 0-2. The right-hander Trogerlik Iverson rocks and goes. Wave and a miss. Down goes Seth Gray. He strikes out swinging for the second out of the four. And now Aaron Sabato. 0 for 1, a walk and a ground out. First base, number 23, Aaron Sabato. 8-4 Peoria. Alaric Solari with an RBI double here in the fourth inning. Right-hander starting to loosen up down to the pen for Cedar Rapids. Trogerlik Iverson at the ready. Sabato lifts his high down the right field line. Lott with a long run towards the corner, and he'll make the catch, crossing towards foul territory for out number three. Cedar Rapids gets a run. We'll be back in just a bit here on the Colonels Baseball Network. It is 8-4. Peoria on top. Orlando Rodriguez will come into pitch when we come back right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Don't miss the Colonel's postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonel's postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids, Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hey, fans, this is Orlando Rodriguez, and you're listening to the Colonel Baseball Network.
Orlando Rodriguez will come in for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in the top half of the fifth, entering in relief for Hunter McMahon. Orlando this season has been a very important piece of the Colonels bullpen. This is his 18th appearance of the season. He misses upstairs for ball one. 17 appearances so far for Orlando. 3.81 ERA, 37 strikeouts over 28 and a third. And oh my, this ball lifted high out towards left center field off the bat of Jones. Hanging up there though, as Noisy will get there in front of the warning track for out number one. When LJ Jones gets a hold of it, it certainly looks impressive, but just underneath of that fastball. Thrown by Orlando Rodriguez for the first down of the fifth inning. Here's Osvaldo Tovalin, 2-for-2 today. He's homered and singled. Final line for the Colonels reliever Hunter McMahon. 1 2/3. He retired each of the five men he faced with three strikeouts. Tovalin stepping in here against Rodriguez. There's ball one down and in. 92 on that Orlando fastball. Rodriguez has been very solid over his last two outings. 5 2/3 scoreless, 6 strikeouts, 1 walk, just 2 hits. Swing and a miss at a fastball. 1 ball and 1 strike here from Orlando. just missing low on another heater. Two balls and a strike. Right-hander Rodriguez, 6'2", 180 pounds. At the ready, now the 2-1 coming. Wave and a miss at a pinch up and in. Fastball at 92 there from Orlando, getting a ton of carry today. See that fastball kind of jumping on hitters. Two balls, two strikes. Rodriguez working here on Tovalin. Orlando with the breath. He'll kick and go here on the 2-2. Just missing up and in. That's 79. Now three balls and two strikes. That was a curveball. Payoff pitch on the way. Down and in, ball four. Orlando missing with the fastball at four-seamer. Down and in on Tovalin, bringing up Tyler Reichenborn after that one-out walk. Cedar Rapids trailing 8-4 in the top half of the fifth inning. Some time to look around the Major League Baseball scoreboard here today. So Orlando fires strike one at the knees at 90. Right-hander Rodriguez ready on the 0-1. Big swing and a miss. Quickly now 0-2. Cardinals trail the Reds 5-4. Cubs up 7-1 on the Phillies. They're in the fifth. The Cubs Reds in the sixth. No balls and two strikes. Orlando kicks and going. Well down and away in the slider. Now 1-2. The Marlins lead the Pirates 7-1. Top of seven. Bottom five in Baltimore. It's 5-2 New York. Padres lead the Mets 2-0 in the fifth. 2-1 from Orlando. Line towards left center field. Reichenborn on with his second hit of the game. Turning at second is Tovalin. Morales throws to nobody in particular as he misses Javier by about 10 feet to the left. Orlando lucky to be backing that ball up. So collected. It's a single for Tyler Reichenborn. No advance by Tovalin. Two men on, one down here in the fifth inning. See if Rodriguez maybe tries to go to a two-seamer or two to try and get a double play roller. As Carlos Soto digs in. Orlando starts him off with a changeup, finding the knees for a strike. Blue Jays all over the Red Sox early today, 14-3 in the fourth. 0-1 from Orlando, ground ball right side. Al on to Winder, relay to first, double play, and the inning is over. He used the four-seamer to get the ground ball double play, 4-6-3. Move along to the home half of five. Rucker, Winkle, and Javier when we come back. Cedar Rapids trailing by four.
Did you know?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep,
weed control. Greg's does the big jobs too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
What's going on, fans? This is Jay Crocker, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
The Peoria Chiefs make a pitching change as we get ready to go in the home half of the fifth inning. The unthrowing left-hander Nathaniel Heredia will come in to pitch for the Peoria Chiefs. This season, Heredia has been very good out of the Peoria pen. 28 innings, 2-3 with a 3.08 ERA. 68 strikeouts for Heredia, 34 walks. Southpaw has worked 52 2/3 innings, holding batters to a 211 batting average. First offering from the side armor is fouled away by Jake Rucker. No balls and a strike here from Heredia. Heredia against Cedar Rapids has thrown especially well. It's 200 runs over 8 2/3 innings. This is way outside on a slider. Now one ball and one strike to Jake Rucker. Heredia ready on the 1-1. Oh, good slider rather. Did not miss by much as the count goes now to 2-1 here on Jake Rucker. Pause here for Heredia. Now he's ready. Ball lifted out towards right center field. Drifting in on it is Todd Lotz, and he'll make the catch for out number one. Jake Rucker flies out. Here's Pat Winkle. 2-for-2 today with a couple of singles. Heredia against the Colonels this season now has worked 9 innings. 16 strikeouts over those 9 innings. He has walked 8, just 4 hits allowed, though, to Cedar Rapids. Lots of punch-outs for the Southpaw. Whoa! First pitch nearly hits Pat Winkle. Running way up and in at 80 miles an hour there on a slider. Like that slide piece just didn't slide for whatever reason. So 1-0 here on Pat Winkle. Wave and a miss at a good slider. Now 1-1. Slide piece biting on the inner half of the plate to Winkle. Heredia throws from a very uncomfortable arm slot to pick up. Low 3/4, nearly sidearm. Another slider cut on through. Ball and 2 strikes, Heredia here on Winkle. 8-4 Peoria here in the home half of the fifth. Wander Javier on deck for the Colonels. Heredia ready on the 1-2. It's called strike 3 in the outside corner. 95 on that sinker. Catching the outside corner. Down goes Winkle, and that brings Wander Javier to the plate. You've seen Heredia ramp up that fastball velo into the upper 90s this season. Certainly a very talented young left-hander. Heredia 6'5", 200 pounds. First offering here to Wander down and in. Of course, it was Wander Javier who took Nathaniel Heredia deep earlier this season here in Cedar Rapids with a go-ahead home run down the left field line. Helping lead Cedar Rapids to a win. It's part of a 5-1 series win for the Colonels. They've taken 10 of 12 from Peoria this year. 2 series in which they've taken 5 of 6. Wander ready on a 2-0 pinch here from Nathaniel Heredia as he shrugs the shoulders, moves around a little bit, and digs back in. 2-0 from Heredia. Wander chops it foul. 2 balls, 1 strike. 2 down here in the fifth. Heredia looking to put away the side in order here in the home half of 5. Wander laying off that sinker at 94. Now 3 balls and a strike to him. Third Three balls, one strike here from Nathaniel Heredia. Winder with a bullet to third, caught by Toveline. 103 off the bat. No problem, though, for Osvaldo Toveline there at third base, making the stab for out number three. We'll be back in just a bit. Heredia goes three up, three down. Top of six, Mendoza, Jew, and Lott. When we come back right here on the Colonels Baseball Network, it's 8-4, Peoria on top.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As I was number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
We're back here in the top half of the sixth inning as the first offering to Ramon Mendoza. It's chopped foul down the left field line. Nice warm evening here in Cedar Rapids. No balls and a strike from Orlando Rodriguez here on Ramon Mendoza. Andrew kicks and goes. Mendoza with the bouncing ball left side. Here's Wander. He gloves, gathers, and fires low but in time for out number one. 6-3 on that ground out to retire Ramon Mendoza. Bringing Tommy Jew to the plate with one down here in the sixth. Orlando Rodriguez on for his second inning of work here in the sixth inning for Cedar Rapids as the Colonels trail by four. 8-4, Peoria on top of six. Orlando ready, he'll kick and go. First offering lifted out towards right. Moving over on it is Fedko, and he'll make the squeeze for out number two. Too quickly retired here by Orlando in the sixth inning, bringing the top of the order back to the plate with Todd Lott, as he'll step in for the fourth time today. Lott is 1-for-2 with a walk. Orlando Rodriguez ready to go. He'll rock and deal. First pitch, good. Slider dropped over for strike one. No balls, one strike. High and outside. Now 1-1. Warm night for baseball, but a good night for baseball here in Cedar Rapids. Right now, right around 84 degrees. 1-1, lined into left field and in for a base hit. Todd Lott on for the third time today. His second hit. He's also got a walk mixed in there.
First base.
Man out there for Brady Whalen. Whalen 1-for-3 today, a fly out, a single, and a ground out. Orlando Rodriguez from the stretch here for Cedar Rapids. It's part of a bullpen that has been absolutely incredible as of late. He misses down and outside on the fastball. Over their last nine games, the Colonels' bullpen is 5-0 with a 0.88 ERA. Check swing, called strike one anyway at the knees. Good curve at 78. Colonels' pen has allowed just four earned runs over 41 innings of work in that nine-game span. Held hitters to a 179 average and a 441 OPS. One ball and a strike from Orlando. Grounded right side and through for a base hit. Watt turns at second. He's headed for third. Fetko will get the ball into second base. Base hit for Brady Whalen. And again, the Chiefs are threatening with men on the corners and two down in the sixth inning. Orlando Rodriguez has allowed three hits today over one and two-thirds innings of work. Jacob Buschberger stepping in, two for three, couple of singles and a strikeout. Looks like another pitcher starting to move around for the Colonels. It might be Ryan Shreve. Not throwing yet down in the pen, but moving around in the dugout. Yeah, that'll be Shreve. Stretching out a little bit, getting ready to go. The event the Colonels need to use him here earlier than the seventh. 1-0 swung on and fouled off of Winkle. So one ball and a strike on Jacob Buschberger, Peoria's second baseman. Buschberger two for three, two singles. He's also been called out on strikes. Hunter McMahon got him looking back in the fourth. 1-1, called strike two. Orlando goes right back to the fastball. One ball, two strikes, two down here in the sixth. Lined into right, Fetko over, and that'll bounce in front of him for a base hit. Kyler comes up throwing to third. Buschberger does stay at first as Whalen goes first to third on the RBI single off the bat of Jacob Buschberger. Single plates Todd Lott, making it now 9-4. Peoria ahead by five, and LJ Jones will get an opportunity. Jones 0 for 3. Fielder's choice, he's struck out and flown out. Jones, the Peoria designated hitter, getting ready to go against Orlando Rodriguez. Orlando kicks and fires. This ball ripped down the third base line. Gloved by Seth, though. He fires a bullet across the diamond for out number three. We move along to the home half of six. Cedar Rapids trailing by five once again. Peoria adds a run in the sixth. It's 9-4 Chiefs. We'll be back in just a bit.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
Hola fanáticos, soy Jefferson, y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
Jefferson Morales will get things going for us here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Home half of six here in Cedar Rapids. It's 9-4 Peoria. The Chiefs adding another run in the top half of the inning. J-Mo fouls the first pitch off of Soto. Count goes to no balls and a strike here from Nathaniel Heredia. Heredia, the southpaw for Peoria. 14 pitches, eight of them for strikes so far. Yo, one at the ready. Whoa. Running inside, deflecting off of Soto, then hitting Morales, it looked like. It goes to one and one here on J-Mo. 95 on that fastball from Heredia. Morales going for a little walk. Trying to limber up a little bit after taking that ricochet. Ryan Shreve up in the Colonel's bullpen. He'll likely take on the seventh inning. One ball, one strike. Breaking ball dropped across for strike two. Maybe a little curveball from Heredia. One ball and two strikes. Wave and a miss. Striking out, swinging there at a slider. Jefferson Morales going down swinging for the first out here, the sixth, and now Dylan Noisy. Noisy 0 for 2. Fly out and a strikeout today for the Colonel center fielder. As Noisy steps into the right-handed batter's box. Heredia, a left-hander for the Peoria Chiefs. Missing well down and in, 1-0. Heredia so far has worked 1 1/3 scoreless. He's retired each of the four he's faced with a couple of punch-outs. Nick Trogerlik Iverson, 3 1/3, three hits, one run. It was earned. He walked one and struck out three. There's a slider on the inside edge for strike one. From the left-hander Heredia. One and one. Flipped foul now, 1-2 to Dylan Noisy. Cedar Rapids, a pretty deep pitching staff compared to the Peoria Chiefs. Peoria with 12 pitchers available today after the starter. Of course, a few of those pitchers are starting pitchers, so they won't throw. Colonels have 15 arms available. 1-2. Wave and a miss, down goes Noisy, fishing for that curveball downstairs. Now two down in the sixth inning, and that brings Kyler Fedko to the plate. Fedko 1 for 3 with a single. Also flown out and grounded out today. Fedko, the Colonel's right-handed hitter. Taking on in, getting into his deep crouch. In the right-handed batter's box, a bit closed off in the stance as the first pitch nearly trips up Fedko. He skips away from it. One and oh. Heredia here on Fedko. Down and in now, 2-0. 9 runs on 11 hits, no errors, and 4 left for Peoria here today. The Colonels with 4 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors, and they have left on 6. Both sides with 3 runs in the first, 5 in the third for Peoria. Benko looks at strike 1 on the inside edge. Run in the 4th for the Colonels, 1 in the 6th for the Chiefs. 2 balls, 1 strike, Heredia at the ready. Fedko takes a fastball up and in at 94, now 3-1. Today, the ...3-1 count on the way to Fedko, down at in ball 4. Kyler Fedko on for the second time today. You look at the Colonel's lineup here this evening. 8 of 9 have reached base today. It's like Edwin Moreno coming out to chat with his left-hander Heredia. On the other end for the Peoria Chiefs, plenty of hits to go around, 11 of them, but all 11 are spread between 5 different players, each of those 5 with multi-hit games. Jacob Buschberger is 3 for 4 tonight. Brady Whalen, 2 for 4. Todd Lott, 2 for 3. Osvaldo Tovali, 2 for 2. And Tyler Rankinborn is 2 for 3 here tonight. 2 down, bottom of 6. The Colonels will send Alaric Solari to the plate here. As Kyler Fedko takes his lead off of first. The 2-out walk issued by the left-hander Heredia. Outside, ball 1 at 94. Heredia, 27 pitches, 14 of them for strikes. 1-0. Ball two outside. Heredia to Solari. Ryan Shreve down there in the Colonel's pen. He's ready for the seventh. Al pops up the 2-0, right side, and out of play in the Colonel's dugout. Two balls and a strike here on Alaric Solari. Nathaniel Heredia. Going back to work here on Al. Fedko off the first base bag. Two balls and a strike. Heredia kicks and deals. Bounce towards the left side. Here's Toveline. He'll glove, flip to his hand, and fire across for out number three. We'll be back in just a bit. You're on the Colonel's Baseball Network. It's 9-4 Peoria. Toveline, Reichenborn, and Soto when we return. 5, 6, and 7 for the Peoria Chiefs.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, berry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family.
Don't miss the Colonel's postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonel's postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hey fans, this is Ryan Shreve, and you're listening to the Colonel's Baseball Network.
We welcome you back to the top half of the seventh here on the Colonel's Baseball Network as Cedar Rapids hands the ball off to right-hander Ryan Shreve on in relief of Orlando Rodriguez. Osvaldo Toveline steps in. The first pitch is a strike in the outside corner. 91 on that Shreve sinker, that two-seam fastball that he throws. Two-seamer, a slider, and a changeup for Ryan Shreve. One balls and a strike here on Osvaldo Toveline. This ball golfed down the right field line. Over on it, though, Fedko, and he'll make the catch out number one. Toveline lining out to right for the first down of the seventh. Now Tyler Reichenborn gets an opportunity. Shreve this year has made 13 appearances out of the Colonel's bullpen. 6.75 ERA, 1-1, 10 strikeouts to 8 walks over 12 innings of work. He has been dominant against right-handed hitters. Shreve kicks and goes. First offering to Reichenborn off the plate, 1-0. Here on the Peoria left fielder. Shreve has held righties to a 179 average and a 589 OPS. 1-0. Did not miss by much there on the slider. Now 2-0. Lefties, on the other hand, batting 318 with an 855 OPS. Shreve does a good job of pairing that two-seam and sinker against right-handed hitters. 2-0. Check swing, fouled back. Now two balls and one strike. Ryan Shreve, looking to keep this a five-run game. Peoria up 9-4 on Cedar Rapids. 2-1 here to Reichenborn. Waving a foul now, 2-2. For Orlando Rodriguez, two innings, one run it was earned. Four hits, one walk. He did not strike out a batter. Two balls and two strikes now. Shreve here on Reichenborn. Right-hander at the ready here on the 2-2. Wave and a miss. He strikes him out. Really good slider down and away there from Shreve. With the second out here in the seventh. And now Carlos Soto. Carlos Soto, 0 for 2. A couple of groundouts and a walk today. 11 hits for Peoria. They're all split between five players with multi-hit nights. Shreve here from the stretch. Long pause, now he goes. First pitch to Soto off the plate, 1-0. Soto entering play here today. Batting 182 with 615 OPS. 1-0 on the way from Shreve. Off the plate now, 2-0. Carlos Soto, 10 doubles, 3 home runs. He's driven in 13 this season. 2 balls and no strikes here from Ryan Shreve. Kick and go. There's a called strike one. Little slider on the back door. For Cedar Rapids in the home half of 7, it will be Gray, Sabato, and Rocker, 3, 4, and 5. No activity down in the pen for Peoria, so likely Heredia to get that seventh inning. Shreve guides a slider a bit too far outside for ball 3. Carlos Soto, Shreve in danger of a 2-out walk. 3 balls and 1 strike here from the Colonel's right-hander. Shreve at the ready on the 3-1. Wave and a miss, tipping a fastball into the mitt of Winkle as the count runs full at 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way, Ryan Shreve. Looking to finish off Carlos Soto. Shreve kicks and goes. Chop towards first, a nice diving stop by Botto. He flips on to Shreve for out number 3. Aaron Sabato laying out towards his back end side to put away Carlos Soto. We move along to the home half of 7. Time to stretch. It's 9-4 Peoria.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up. Lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
Hey fans, this is Seth Gray, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Ready to go here in the home half of 7 on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids trailing 9-4 at the hands of the Peoria Chiefs. Nathaniel Heredia back out there for another inning of work as he'll face off with the Colonel's Seth Gray. Seth Gray, the Cedar Rapids third baseman today, getting an opportunity here against Heredia in the seventh. There's ball one. It's 9-4. Peoria leading the Colonels. 9 runs on 11 hits, no errors, and 4 left on for the Chiefs. 4 runs on 8 Colonels hits, 2 errors, and they have left on 7. Strike 1 on the inside corner to Seth Gray. They're on a slider from the left-hander Heredia. Ball, 1 strike outside now, 2-1. Heredia has thrown very well in relief here for the Chiefs. Ball 3 down and outside. So far for the Peoria left-hander, Heredia has worked 2 scoreless. He's worked around 1 walk, striking out 3. Heredia at the ready and on the 3-ball, 1-strike offering. Off the plate, ball 4. Gray drawing a walk. Aaron Sabato, 0-2. A walk, a ground out, and a flyout today. Cedar Rapids in some need. Of a run or two. Sabato will step in, Gray at first. Heredia at the ready, he'll kick and go. This ball hammered out towards right, but drifting back on it is Lott. He'll turn and make the catch for out number 1. Sabato flying out to deep right field for the first down here in the seventh, and now brings up Colonel's Jake Rucker. Rucker 1-2, a double, a walk, and a flyout today. Gray off the first base bag. He walked to lead off this seventh. Heredia with a breath, ready to go here against Jake Rucker. First offering, line down the right field line. That's a base hit and likely extras as it rolls down into the corner. Seth Gray headed for third. He'll be held up there as Jake Rucker is in standing at second with his second double of the game. Two men in scoring position as the Colonels are in business here in the seventh inning. Jake Rucker taking that fastball the other way down the right field line. Pat Winkle 2-3 today, a couple of singles and a strikeout. Winkle, after Rucker, collects his 14th double of the year. Right-hander starting to warm. Down in the Peoria bullpen, Heredia misses downstairs on Pat Winkle. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Here from Nathaniel Heredia. Winkle with the line shot into center. He's got a 3-hit night. Gray scores. Here comes Rucker. Just like that, it's 9-6. Cedar Rapids now down 3. Pat Winkle with his 3rd hit of the night. Lining a slider into center field to plate up here. He has 4 runs driven in today. And Cedar Rapids trails 9-6. Patrick Anderson will pop out of the dugout for Peoria. That will be it for Nathaniel Heredia. Pat Winkle drives in his 3rd and 4th runs of the night, pushing his RBI count to 15. 1 down, bottom of 7, and the Chiefs go to their bullpen again. 9-6, the Peoria Chiefs lead Cedar Rapids. We'll be back in just a bit with a new right-hander on the mound. Wander Javier at the plate with the tying run in the on-deck circle. It's 9-6, Peoria.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or 2 or 3. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As I was number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hola, fanáticos. Soy Wander Javier y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
Wander Javier steps in for Cedar Rapids as we welcome you back to the home half of 7. Winkel on first and 9-6 Peoria lead. The first offering from Andre Granillo misses high and tight, 1-0. Granillo, the right-hander, 6'4", 245 pounds. 14th round pick, got a UC Riverside last summer. 1-0. Wander takes strike one on the outside corner. 93 there from Granillo. Granillo this season, 23 appearances, a 3.66 ERA. 48 strikeouts over 32 innings of work. He misses down and away there on a slider. Balls and a strike from Granillo here on Wander Javier. Granillo, the right-hander, on in relief of Heredia after Pat Winkel drove in two with a single. Winkel has driven in four total here tonight. 2-1 foul back. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes to Wander. Fastball at 94 from Heredia. Right-hander at the ready. A kick and deal here on Javier as Wander goes down swinging for out number two. Javier chasing 95 up in the zone there from Granillo. Jefferson Morales gets an opportunity. J-Mo 1-for-3. Single, a fielder's choice, and a strikeout for Jefferson Morales. Granillo at the ready. Stoffering waved on through, a pitch down and away on the slider. Balls and a strike here on Jefferson. Winkel off of first, 2 down, bottom of 7. Mendoza, Jew, and Lott do up for Peoria in the 8th. That's 8-9 and top. And we'll face Ryan Shreve. The 0-1 to J-Mo, skying down the left field line, hooking foul. It's a long run for Reichenborn, and he'll make that catch. Closing speed indeed for Tyler Reichenborn, getting that ball right near the foul line, deep in that left field corner. We move along to the top half of 8, 9-6 Peoria. The Colonels get a couple back on a Pat Winkel two-run single.
Every Cedar Rapids Colonels Saturday home game this summer is a fireworks Saturday.
Baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them firework. Make them go.
Following each Colonels Saturday home game, fans will be treated to a fireworks show at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Baby, you're a firework.
Fireworks Saturday. Catch them after every Colonels Saturday home game this summer.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Everybody loves two for the price of one. Every Friday at Veterans Memorial Stadium, all 16-ounce draft and canned beer and 20-ounce bottled soda and water are buy one, get one free. Two for one Fridays, every Friday home game at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To the top of the eighth we go here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids trailing 9-6 to the Peoria Chiefs. Ramon Mendoza, Tommy Jew, and Todd Lott to face the right-hander Ryan Shreve. First offering down and outside for ball one. Cedar Rapids will begin to get a right-hander moving down in the bullpen. 1-0 here from Shreve on Ramon Mendoza. Hander kicks and goes. Big wave and a miss. Now one ball and one strike. Mendoza, Jew, and Lott in a 9-6 Peoria lead. Colonels have been chipping away a little bit here against Peoria. 1-1 from Shreve. Chopped up the middle. This will be a tough play for Al as it deflects off his glove. He has no chance as it bleeds into center. Will allow Mendoza to reach on what my guess would be a leadoff single here in the eighth. Man on here for the Peoria Chiefs as Tommy Jew steps in. For three, two ground outs and a strikeout. Right-hander Ryan Shreve at the ready. Will kick and go. First offering is a strike in the inside corner. Right-hander up in the pen for Cedar Rapids. Tommy Jew work with Mendoza on first. That is the 12th hit of the day for the Peoria Chiefs. Wave and a miss now 0-2 here on Tommy Jew. No balls, two strikes. Down here in the top half of the eighth. Ryan Shreve at the ready. No kick and go. This ball lifted into the air right side. Foul ground. In on it, Sabato. He'll get underneath and make the squeeze for out number one. Tommy Jew pops out for the first out here of the eighth inning. Norder turns back around for Todd Lott. Lott, the right-handed hitting right fielder for the Peoria Chiefs. Couple of singles. He's also walked today. Ryan Shreve. Breath. He'll be ready to go. Slider dropped over for strike one in the inside corner to Lott. Really nice crowd here on Friday evening. The weather has been very nice. It'll be a fun little weekend for Cedar Rapids. It'll be a very busy weekend here at the ballpark. No balls and a strike from Shreve. This ball bounced foul off the foot of Lott. Count goes to 0-2. Here from Ryan Shreve. Shreve from the University of the Pacific. He's not thrown multiple innings in a while for Cedar Rapids, the 0-2. He'll kick and go. Lifted foul down the right field line, down towards the Colonel's bullpen. Ryan Shreve this season has thrown more than an inning just twice in his 13 appearances coming in. Time called to the plate here by Lott prior to the 0-2. Shreve with the glove at the belt. He's ready to go on the no ball, two strike offering. Wave and a miss, he got it. Lott strikes out swinging on the slider. Ryan Shreve with the punch out for out number two here in the eighth. And it looks like that'll be it for Ryan Shreve. We'll be back in just a bit. Cedar Rapids will go to their pen when we return. Top of 8-9-6. Peoria leading the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Brady Whalen will bat against a new right-hander when we come back right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Fans can play baseball bingo at Colonel Sunday home games this season.
Is that the way you say it? That's a bingo?
You just say bingo.
Play along every Sunday at Veterans Memorial Stadium for a chance to win a special Amana weekend getaway sponsored by Ox Yoke Inn.
Bingo! How fun!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is Matt Mullenbeck, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids hands the ball off to Matt Mullenbeck here in the top half of the eighth inning. Brady Whalen will bat for Peoria against the Cedar Rapids right-hander. Mullenbeck has been very sharp this season out of the bullpen between Cedar Rapids and Fort Myers, a 2.10 ERA for Mullenbeck. This is his 20th appearance of the season. His first offering is a strike on the outside corner, starting Whalen off with the sinker. Mullenbeck, 6'4", 195 pounds. 29 strikeouts to 5 walks over 25 and 2/3. The 0-1 from Mullenbeck. A good change up downstairs now. 1-1 here on Whalen. Four-seamer, a sinker, cutter, a slider, and a changeup for Mullenbeck. 1-1, Mullenbeck here on Whalen. Downstairs, missing on a changeup as the count goes to 2-1. Ramon Mendoza at first base. He would be attached to the line of Ryan Shreve. Two balls and a strike here from Mullenbeck. Whalen digs back in. The right-hander Mullenbeck at the ready. Two balls, one strike. This ball ripped down the right field line and foul. 108 off the bat there of Whalen out in front of that fastball. Might have been the four-seamer that time for Mullenbeck. Two balls, two strikes. Right-hander Mullenbeck at the ready. Breath, a 2-2 coming. Down and inside, thrown out a second as the runner is moving it. Oh, just in time. There is Mendoza. Got the foot in, I guess. Winder coming out to chat with the base umpire. Ramon Mendoza with the stolen base. A bang-bang play there at second. Nate Diedrich calling him safe. Pat Winkle's going to trot out to the mound to discuss things with Mullenbeck as the count runs full on Brady Whalen. Three balls, two strikes. Ramon Mendoza off of second. The right-hander Mullenbeck at the ready. Kicks goes, this ball skied out towards left. Over on it is Jefferson. He's underneath and he makes the catch. for out number three. We move along to the home half of eight. The Colonels allow Peoria to have one man reach base, but they'll leave him out there. Mullenbeck straining the inherited runner. Move along to the home half of eight. Noisy, Fedko, and Soleri, nine top for the Colonels when we come back.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hey fans, this is Dylan Noisy, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Bottom of eight here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Peoria leading the Cedar Rapids Colonels 9-6 in the home half of the eighth inning. Dylan Noisy, Kyler Fedko, and Alaric Soleri bat against Andre Granillo. First offering is a strike in the outside corner. No balls and a strike. From Granillo here on Dylan Noisy. Nine top for Cedar Rapids. Noisy looks at ball one down and outside. Great night for baseball here in Cedar Rapids. The lineups have been productive. 22 hits between the two sides here this evening and a 9-6 Peoria lead. Noisy looks at ball two outside. Actually called that a strike. Slider on the outer half. One ball and two strikes here on Dylan Noisy. Noisy 0-for-3 today. A flyout and a couple of punch outs. Granillo kicks and fires. Noisy takes ball two down and outside. Colonels have chipped away. They've 1 point trailed by five. It's down to a three-run deficit now. Noisy fouls off the 2-2 heater. Peoria opened the scoring with 3 runs in the first. Cedar Rapids knotted it right back up in the home half, tying the game at 3. Noisy laying off the slider down and away now. A payoff pitch on the way to Dylan Noisy. Peoria played at 5 in the third. Cedar Rapids would get one back in the fourth. Another run in the sixth for Peoria and 2 for Cedar Rapids. Noisy takes strike 3 on the outside corner at 94. One down here in the eighth inning. Granillo strikes out Noisy, and Kyler Fedko gets an opportunity. Stepping into the batter's box for the fifth time today. Cedar Rapids leadoff man has reached base twice, a single and a walk for Kyler Fedko. Lays off ball one down and outside. Fedko from Gibsonia, Pennsylvania. He's the latest guest on our All Ears podcast. 1-0 off the plate now, 2-0. Find that on any podcast provider. Kyler Fedko, very entertaining personality. A lot of fun to talk to. High and tight now, 3-0 to Fedko. Kyler has driven in 44 runs entering play tonight, 15 doubles. And he takes ball four outside. Kyler Fedko on base for the third time tonight, the second walk that he's drawn. here in the ball game, and a man is aboard for Alaric Solari. Solari 1-for-4. Strikeout, a line out, a double, and a ground out. Right-hander Granillo at the ready. He'll kick and go. Al fouls the first pitch back. No balls and a strike from Granillo to Solari. Fedko off of first. Got some solid wheels out there. Not that you'd expect him to run, but a hit to the alleys could potentially score Fedko. Solari has already planted him from first on a double here tonight. Ball one down and away. Al spinning on that slider. One ball and one strike. Granillo here to Al Solari. The right-hander at the ready on the 1-1. Al pops this up. Right side. That'll travel out of play. Soto giving it a look, but no, that indeed will land out of play. One ball and two strikes now on Alaric Solari. Granillo tones the rubber back up. A one ball, two strike offering on the way. Seth Gray awaits in the on deck circle. Solari takes ball two off the plate, 97 on that fastball from Granillo. Granillo taken in the 14th round last year. Big leg kick and he goes on the 2-2, missing down and away. Good block there by Soto. Fenko alertly advancing to second on the wild pitch. Count runs full. Here to Alaric Solari. Payoff pitch. And Al grounds this through the left side for a base hit. Fedko advances to third. Solari with a bullet through that left side. Cedar Rapids. And with men on the corners. And one down here in the eighth for Seth Gray. That puts the tying run at the plate here for Cedar Rapids. Their 11th hit of the ball game. Seth Gray 1-for-3, a single. A walk, he's grounded out, and he has struck out today. Andre Granillo working with men on the corners. First offering to Seth, swung on and fouled off the mid of Soto. Oh, and one. Fedko off of third, Solari over there at first. The tying run at the plate here, represented by Seth Gray. A little check over to first by Granillo. Al back in. Fedko dancing off of third as Tuvaline dropping in towards the back door just to make sure that Fedko stays where he's at. 0-1 here from Granillo. Gray with a chopper right side, scooped up by Bushberger. He'll flip to first in time for out number two, but on the play, Fedko will score. So that makes it a 9-7 Peoria lead. Solari goes to second. The tying run still at the plate for Cedar Rapids, represented by Aaron Sabato. Seth Gray, that's his 44th run driven in of the season. Sabato stepping on in. A two-run ball game. He swings through a slider. 0-1 here from Granillo. Granillo has earned three saves this year for Peoria. It will be interesting to see if he's also tasked with taking the ninth here tonight. Sabato checks the swing, taking a slider down and away. They do appeal down, and no, he did not. Says Nate Diedrich, his account goes to one ball and one strike here to Aaron Sabato. Alaric Solari off the second base bag. Grineau at the ready on the 1-1. Sabato laying off. Now two balls and a strike. Peoria in the ninth will have 3, 4, and 5. Buschberger, Jones, and Tovalin. They'll be facing Matt Mullenbach. 2-1. Sabato swings and fouls. Another slider off as the count running to 2-2. Good speed differential for Grineau between that fastball and slider. He's been up to 97 on the heat. Slider clacking in right around 80 to 82. Two balls and two strikes. Grineau here on Aaron Sabato. Wave and a miss at a pitch in the dirt on a slider. The tag applied by Soto. And there is out number three. We move along to the top half of the ninth. Peoria up 9-7 on Cedar Rapids. The Colonels get one back on a Seth Gray RBI ground out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Don't miss the Colonel's postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonel's postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids, Colonels, let the good times roll.
We move along here to the top half of the ninth inning as Peoria leads Cedar Rapids 9-7. Jacob Buschberger, LJ Jones, and Osvaldo Tovalin. 4-5 for the Peoria Chiefs to face Matt Mullenbach. Cedar Rapids down a couple, 9-7. In the top half of the ninth, Buschberger lays off a fastball up and in. One ball, no strikes here for Matt Mullenbach. Trying to keep this a two-run game. Buschberger swings through a slider, now 1-1. Elsewhere in the Midwest League here tonight, a couple of finals. Quad Cities 3-1 over South Bend. Ball two down and away from Mullenbach. Dayton defeated Fort Wayne 5-3. Great Lakes 12-2 over West Michigan. Two balls, one strike. Big swing and a miss by Buschberger. Fastball down in the zone now, 2-2. Bottom eight in Appleton. It's 10-8. Beloit up on Wisconsin. Two balls, two strikes. Mullenbach here on Buschberger. Sit down. He'll get him. Good slider there by Mullenbach to strike down Buschberger for the first down here of the ninth. One down here in the ninth inning, and now LJ Jones gets an opportunity. Jones 0 for 4, a strikeout, a flyout, ground out, and he's also tapped into a fielder's choice. There are 23 hits combined between the two sides today. Lake County out in Lansing has 23 hits by themselves. They're up 18-6 on the Lugnuts in the bottom of the ninth. Jones lays off a slider, 1-0. Here from Matt Mullenbach. This ball crushed foul. Fastball inner half that Jones was just a bit ahead of. Ball and one strike here on LJ Jones. Colonels have kept him quiet. The rest of the order, though, has done some damage for Peoria. 9 runs on 12 hits. Cedar Rapids has 7 runs on 11 hits. Jones with a line drive, base hit into left center field. Frozen rope off his bat. He'll take a big turn at first and head back to the bag. It's one out single for LJ Jones here off of Mullenbach. And Mann will be on with one down for Osvaldo Tuvalin. Tuvalin homered back in the first inning off of Aaron Rozek. A couple of hits today for Tuvalin. He's 2 for 3 with the home run and the single. He's also walked and lined out. First pitch down and in. Pat Winkle couldn't really knock it down. Probably a wild pitch there as it looked like the two were crossed up. Like Winkle was maybe expecting something not in that location down and in. Ended up being a fastball from Mullenbach, a four-seamer. 1-0, Mullenbach here on Tuvalin with Jones now in scoring position after that wild pitch. 1-0, down and away on a sinker. 2-0. Reichenborn in the on-deck circle. Mullen back at the ready here on the 2-0 to Tuvalin. Wave and a miss now, 2-1. Sinker at 89 for Matt Mullen back. Nine to seven Peoria here in the top half of the ninth inning. Mullen back at the ready here on the 2-1. Grounded foul. Evens the count up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two and two. Mullenbach working on Tuvalin. Mully's ready, he'll go. This ball bounced foul. Jones will retreat back to second. Cedar Rapids would love to keep this a two-run game. Rocker, Winkle, Javier has been very productive for them. That's the three that are due up. Between those three, 6 hits for the Cedar Rapids Colonel. 2-2. Ball lifted high into right center field off the bat of Tuvalin, slicing towards the alley. Fenko with the read. He'll make the catch for out number two. LJ Jones retreats to second. Two down here in the ninth inning for Tyler Reichenborn.
Left fielder number 29, Tyler Reichenborn.
Reichenborn. There's a couple of hits today, 2 singles. Flown out and struck out. Dig on in. Facing Matt Mullen back is. Right-hander settles into the stretch. First offering off the plate, 1-0. Reichenborn, 23 years old. Turned 24 tomorrow. 1 ball and no strikes. Mullen back at the ready. Flared out towards right field. Fedko to his left, now back over to his right. He's underneath, and he'll make the catch for out number 3. We'll be back in just a bit. Home half of 9, Rucker, Winkle, and Javier. When we return, 5, 6, and 7 for Cedar Rapids. The Colonels down to their final 3 outs. They trail 9-7.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
What's going on, fans? This is Jake Rucker, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
To the home half of nine we go here on the Colonels Baseball Network. It will be the most productive part of the order tonight. Rucker, Winkle, and Javier will face Andre Granillo. The first offering is a strike in the inside corner, 95. There from Granillo. Right-hander for the Peoria Chiefs. Rucker today, two hits, both of them doubles. Pat Winkle has three knocks, and Wander Javier has one. Six hits between the three of them. Check swing and a miss at the slider. Now 0-2 here on Rucker. There is a right-hander loosening up in the Peoria bullpen. A 9-7 Chiefs lead, the 0-2. Rucker skies this into the air. Shallow center. In on it, Tommy Jew. He'll make the call. Glove into the air, and he'll make the catch for out number one. So Jake Rucker flies out to center, and that brings up Pat Winkle. Winkle today, 3-for-4. Three hits, four RBI. He's had a pair of two-run singles. One down here in the frame. The first offering from Granillo is a strike in the inside corner. Pat Winkle has boosted his average up to 277 here on the year. Been a very productive bat for the Colonels. 0-1, swing and a miss at a changeup, now 0-2. Winkle with his three hits today. His seventh multi-hit game of the season, his second three-hit night. 0-2, here from the right-hander Granillo, big wave and a miss. Winkle well out in front of that slider. Granillo strikes him out swinging for the second out here in the ninth, and now Wander Javier will get an opportunity. Wander singled in his first at bat. Since then, though, he's been held hitless. 1-for-4 on the night. Wander has his on-base streak up to a season-high 20 games. It's also a Colonels season-high. Very first offering popped up right side. Bushberger over. The call and the catch, and that will do it. Cedar Rapids falls here at the hands of the Peoria Chiefs, 9-7. The seven-game win streak is over as Cedar Rapids falls 9-7. Nine runs on 13 hits, no errors, and six left on for Peoria. Seven runs on 11 hits, two errors, and nine left on for Cedar Rapids. We'll be back in just a bit here on the Colonels Baseball Network with your Cedar Rapids Colonels post-game report. Colonels falling 9-7 at the hands of the Peoria Chiefs. Again, the Colonels post-game show coming back in just a minute right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tuning cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonel's bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun. It's time for the Colonels postgame show right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels fall here tonight. Their seven-game winning streak is snapped as they return from the All-Star break. 9-7, your final. Peoria takes care of business here tonight with some early offense that doomed the Colonels. 9 runs on 13 hits, no errors, and 6 left on. Cedar Rapids, 7 runs on 11 hits, 2 errors, and they left 9 men aboard. Per usual, the Colonels' bullpen held fast today, allowing just 1 run from the 4th inning on, but 8 early runs for the Peoria Chiefs did the trick here this evening. Look at your scoring summary here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Peoria plated 3 in the first. Cedar Rapids, though, knotted things up very quickly in the home half. With 2 down, Seth Gray singled, then Alaric Solari walked before Jake Rocker lifted an RBI double off the left field wall, followed by a 2-run single off the bat of Pat Winkle. Cedar Rapids would load up the bases but leave them loaded in the first. That seemed to be a theme here today as Cedar Rapids went on to leave 9 men on base compared to 6 left aboard for the Peoria Chiefs. Peoria got 5 runs in the third inning, putting this game seemingly out of reach early, 8-3 after 3.5. But then in the home half of 4, Cedar Rapids got one back. An RBI double off the bat of Alaric Solari to plank Kyler Fenko all the way from first, made it an 8-4 ball game. Peoria got that run back, stretching their lead to 9-4 in the sixth with 1 run plated in that half inning. Cedar Rapids struck back 2 runs in the seventh, courtesy of a 2-run Pat Winkle single. Seth Gray planted a run with a ground out in the eighth, but 7 was all Cedar Rapids would get tonight. For the 15th consecutive season, CarePro Health Services is the proud sponsor of the CarePro Plating for Plates promotion. This promotion provides Horizons Meals on Wheels with $5 for every run the Colonels plate, both home and away throughout the season. This $5 provides Horizons Meals on Wheels recipients with a plate of hot, nutritious food. So far this season, the Colonels have plated 471 runs. That means CarePro Health Services has donated 471 plates of hot, nutritious food to Meals on Wheels recipients. The Colonels and Horizons Meals on Wheels thank CarePro Health Services for making a huge difference in the lives of our homebound citizens through their 2022 Plating for Plates campaign. Cedar Rapids at the plate here today was led by Pat Winkle, who went 3-for-5 here this evening with 4 runs driven in. Jake Rucker had a 2-for-4 night, couple of runs scored, 2 doubles, and he drove in 1. Alaric Solari goes 2-for-5, adding a multi-hit night this evening, a double and 1 run batted in. Kyler Fenko and Seth Gray each had a base hit. They also each scored a pair of runs. On the pitching side of things today, Cedar Rapids bullpen, per usual, looked sharp. Hunter McMahon, 1 2/3 scoreless innings, striking out 3. Ryan Shreve, 1 2/3 scoreless with 1 hit and 2 punchouts. Matt Mullenbach struck out 1 over an inning and a third of scoreless 1-hit baseball. Earning the win today is Nick Trogerlik Iverson. He improves to 2-3. He was very good out of the bullpen tonight for Peoria. Aaron Rozek takes the loss, falling to 7-4 on the year. The save to Andre Granillo. He earns his 4th with the Peoria Chiefs. Again, for the Peoria Chiefs, 9 runs on 13 hits, no errors, and 6 left on. Cedar Rapids, 7 runs on 11 hits, 2 errors, and they left on 9. Peoria had 5 multi-hit games, one of which a 3-hit night for the second baseman, Jacob Buschberger. He goes 3-for-5 with 2 runs scored and 2 RBI. Osvaldo Tovelin went 2-for-4 with a 2-run homer, 3 RBI in total for Tovelin. We'll be back at it tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. first pitch as the Colonels look to even this series up at one game apiece. A 6:35 p.m. first pitch here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. We'll have the Colonels leadoff show for you right around 6:25 tomorrow night here in CR. Again, the Colonels fall 9-7. Their seven-game winning streak is snapped as they are now 55-33, 12-10 in the second half. Peoria improves to 36-52, 9-12 in the second half. Again, back at it tomorrow, 6:35 p.m. first pitch. The Colonels fall here tonight 9-7 at the hands of Peoria. And from Perfect Game Field here at Veterans Memorial Stadium, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, signing off. Have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow night.